as someone who's done a neighborhood petition, I just, my first question is, why are y'all considering changes to it? From DeKalb County, I don't think we have a plethora of concerns or requests for it, so my first question is why? I guess I just don't know the rationale behind the work being done on it. And then my second question and kind of thoughts are, DeKalb County currently pays for the installation of speed bumps once the process has gone all the way through and the BOC has voted to approve it. So my next question to you all is, why are you lowering the level of service and not paying for all of it? So two questions there. And then in regards to the petition process itself, I just have to say it is really, really hard to do a neighborhood petition. It's a lot of knocking on doors. You don't go just one time. You go one, two, three, four, five times. And I just would ask, before you raise it to 75%, you consider how easy it is to get a no vote in a neighborhood petition. If a husband and wife disagree, that's a no vote. If a clubhouse is within the affected area, like a swimming tennis clubhouse, that's a no vote. If there's a landlord who lives out of state, out of area, and you can't contact him, that's a no vote. If a husband and wife get divorced, and they're both on it, and it hasn't been changed yet, that's a no vote. So just understand, I guess, when you're thinking of bumping it up, that it is the onus is on the people who want those speed bumps. It is all on them, and it is a lot of hard work, and it's not something that they do because it's fun. It's something because they truly feel that it is the only alternative they have to make their neighborhood a safer place. So just, those are my thoughts and a couple questions for you.
Okay, back to the agenda.